Speaking of inspirational songs, I think this next one could be... This song's been classified everything from a love song to a religious experience. It just depends on your point of view, I guess, right?
I think it's a classic.
Wow, man, classic. Like classic radio. Wow. Anyway, I love the fact that I see people out there who bring their children to these shows, who have raised their children on this music. Well, you could have gone to Dr. Phil, I guess. You know, not really this crowd, I don't think so. No. Anyway, if you did raise your children on this music, this might be a good time if they're young children now to put some little headphones on their ears. Because a long time ago, this was actually a risque song. You know, some things in life never change. I just saw a social network, which the moral of that story was a $25 billion business was created by simply wanting to get laid in college, you know? I was 30 years ahead of my time with this song. But maybe it worked for you. This could really cost Matt the Musician of the Year award right here. This could be a short-lived crown, my friend. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Here's for the kids. Why don't we get lunch in school? Why don't we get drunk in school? See, it's close, isn't it? Yeah. I just bought a water bed, fill up for me and you. Honey, I don't think that's true. So why don't we get drunk and scream? Pick it, Mac! Show, what are we supposed to do? Why don't we get drunk and screw? Yeah, now, baby, I say, why don't we get lunch in school? Why don't we get drunk and screw? I know my heart until thank you, Culture Freaks. All right. Save Max CMA Award. Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing right now.